Officers and men of the Ghana Immigration Service who compromise the country's security and integrity at the various entry points will be shown the exit. Also, officers who refuse postings to the borders based on flimsy excuses must change their attitude. Inspecting a guard of honor, the newly appointed acting director of the service, Felix Sapong, said the Immigration Service is undergoing a total transformation to reflect the reason for which it was established, Erabna Power reports.
Until his appointment last month, the acting director of immigration, Felix Sapong, was the director of operations at the GIS. He is an officer with 36 years of experience. Mr. Sapong said he will work fearlessly to ensure that the Ghana Immigration Service positions itself as an institution mandated to protect the integrity of the country at the various entry points.
Indiscipline, cutting corners, pride and arrogance will not get a person his heart desires or the attainment of its goals. This administration will therefore not tolerate any acts of insubordination, indiscipline, officers going on floric of their own, and the wanton abandonment of duty posts. Supervisors will be held accountable for the actions and inactions of their subordinates.
Acknowledging the tireless and dedicated efforts of his predecessor, COP Dr. Peter Redu, and other directors of the service, Mr. Sapong said officers must sacrifice a little more by working hard and exhibit total dedication, fellow feeling, discipline, patience, and humility.
Our forebears made a lot of sacrifices to build a solid foundation upon which we all are privileged to build upon at the moment. Sadly, today, when officers are transferred, you start receiving calls from various persons pleading to have the transfers changed. Some even come with questionable medical reports. We seem to have rejected and turned our backs towards the spirit of sacrifice. In my 34 years and over as an immigration officer, I have been posted to several places, including at Table, Asim Fosu.
Mr. Sapong announced a 4-year strategic plan which will prioritize infrastructure and ICT.